war in Syria has been marked by significant gains by the Syrian army recently, yet spillover fears has also become more characteristic of this conflict, as evident from bombings in Lebanon, including the assassination of a staunch supporter of Assad on Lebanese soil. But U.S.'s stance of a military strike, and not just any military strike, it's called kinetic strikes, could it take this war into another level? Just some of the topics we're going to be covering in this edition of The Debate.
In Syria, new realities emerge by the day. The pseudo-uprising that began more than 2 years ago against President Bashar al-Assad soon turned into a conflict that attracted radical mercenaries paid by regional countries like Qatar and Saudi Arabia. The insurgents, who also had the backing of some Western countries, launched an all-out war against the Syrian people that took a sectarian turn very soon. Videos of insurgents' atrocities and cannibalism against whoever opposed them, from government troops to minority Shia and Christians, and even the Sunni majority, flooded the internet. Insurgents' accusations of Damascus's use of chemical agents also turned out to be false, with Russia and a UN investigator pointing the finger of blame at the militants themselves. But some recent developments have made the situation totally different. Increasing infighting among militant groups, the army's constant advances in few remaining insurgent-held areas, and the West's fear to intervene militarily have all turned the tide against the militants. The U.S. and the U.K., which have been sending logistical supports and lethal weapons to the militants, now fear to see them in the hands of al-Qaeda allies. This, as the Syrian president has repeatedly said that his country is fighting global terrorists. London and Washington, which always threaten Syria with military strikes, now seem to be more reluctant for a direct military involvement. The UK Parliament's bill on arms exports last week has reportedly forced London to abandon plans to arm the insurgents. Washington also looks to be dragging its feet on another Middle East war. The Obama administration has so far resisted calls by warmongers in Senate and State Department for direct intervention. In the latest development, the top U.S. officer refused to give his opinion about the use of so-called kinetic strikes against the Arab country.
That issue is under deliberation inside of our agencies of government, and it would be inappropriate for me to try to influence the decision with me rendering an opinion in public about what kind of force we should use.
He also shifted the burden to President Obama.
And I've given those views to the president. We've given him options. We've articulated the risk. The decision on whether to use force is the decision of our elected officials.
In the light of anti-war sentiments in Western countries, a divided and incompetent Syrian opposition, and anger growing among people at Takfiri militants, and finally insurgents losing ground to the Syrian army, it will not be strange to see the Western countries sooner or later forego all their plans about Syria and even gradually leave the insurgents behind and let them to settle their scores in their own bloody manner.
Yeah, as usual, so many dimensions behind the war on Syria. Let me introduce our guests to get this discussion going. Former U.S. Marine Ken O'Keefe joins us from London. And we have investigative journalist Lee Kaplan joining us from Berkeley. Gentlemen, welcome. Ken O'Keefe, let me start with you. U.S. weighing whether to use military force in Syria, I was really dumbfounded when I heard about this and then saw what General Dempsey was saying, kinetic strikes. Tell us your impression, your reaction first, and tell us what these are. Because based on some of the research I've done, it sounds pretty heavy to have effects of a nuclear bomber without the uranium, I think. Perhaps you can expand more on it.
Well, I think the first thing that we need to realize is that this world is being run by those who can only be considered psychopaths, and literally, every sane person in this world doesn't want a war and certainly doesn't want to attempt a third world war. And we have to understand that a military strike on Syria will involve Russia. Russia has made very, very clear that they will not sit by and allow yet another country to be bombarded and effectively raped and pillaged in terms with the empire's designs. It will not allow this to happen. So we're threatening a third world war by even thinking of using military intervention, whatever it is, whether it's using some high-tech weapons, secretive weapons, or whatnot. The bottom line is that we are attempting a third world war. And what's most important for everyone to realize, I think, and more people are realizing this, is that the people that are in power, which I bring right back to the banksters, those that control the issuance of money, are the ones who basically instigate these wars. They often fund every side of the war. It's big business for them, but more importantly right now, more than ever, they need a third world war. There's an incentive and a motivation to create a third world war because more and more people around the world, whether it's Brazil, whether it's Turkey, whether it's many parts of the world right now, where people are rising up and realizing, you know what? This system of economic enslavement, this system of ongoing perpetual war, is an unsustainable system that threatens the existence of all life on planet Earth. And at the end of the day, these people who are in power, the banksters in particular, are the ones pulling the strings for a third world war because they need to keep the people divided. And that's really what's happening here. And what is really being revealed is that despite the immense power of these individuals, these psychopaths, despite their immense power, they're losing. They are losing. They are not able to carry out the agenda as they see both for Syria and Iran. And thank God for that.
Lee Kaplan, do you agree there with Ken O'Keefe?
Well, first of all, Mr. O'Keefe is talking through his hat. By the way, his name is not Ken O'Keefe. That's his ex-wife's maiden name, and he's not who he says he is. One of the things that he's always been involved with are the terrorist groups like Hamas, and he's promoted them, and he was a supporter of Saddam Hussein. So he's certainly not someone who is against war. He's against war by Western powers to remove terrorists and dictatorships. Now, having said that, the situation in Syria is extremely confusing because you have a situation with the al-Nusra Front, which of course is al-Qaeda, and they're looking to set up emirates in part of Syria. However, the Kurds are making great inroads in opposing the al-Nusra Front and opposing al-Qaeda and are looking to create a Kurdish state in the region. And that might be the ideal situation, but it's not that cut and dried and simple. The Turks play a part in it. They're not very happy about the Kurds. The Kurds themselves are not completely unified. There's a Kurdish movement in Iraq, which is a successful movement towards a Kurdish state, but which doesn't agree with some of the Kurdish insurgents. However, it's the United States' position that Assad must go, and he must go also because he is behind Hezbollah. And Hezbollah, of course, is behind Iran. So the United States has to play a tricky road here because they have to figure out how they can support the Free Syrian Army but not the al-Qaeda factions within it. And right now they support some of the Kurds, but some of the Kurds, for example, I think it's called the PPK in Turkey, are designated a terrorist group by the U.S. State Department. So that's where the situation is right now. And it's understandable. As far as the Russians getting involved in this, the Russians have withdrawn their weapons from Syria, and they're not interested in going up against the United States on this issue. At one point, they talked about involving themselves in Syria because they had a financial stake in Syria. However, at this point, they've backed off quite a bit. And I think they see where the trend is going, that Assad will eventually be gone.
Ken O'Keefe, your reaction to Lee Kaplan's statements?
Well, the first thing would have to be that I didn't say anything personal, but my name change was very public. There's nothing secretive about it. My grandmother is born and raised in Ireland, and I'm very much Irish. Now, Lee Kaplan, I would say, if we're going to be personal about it, I would consider you to be more of a prostitute than I would consider you to be any kind of analyst. You will do anything that your power brokers tell you to say, and ultimately what you're doing when you're talking about Russia not getting involved and all of these external issues, so all you're trying to do is justify what the powers that be, those paymasters who put you in positions of influence, they're only giving you those orders because ultimately that's their agenda, and it's the only way that they can maintain their system. I don't believe for one second that you believe anything that you say. Really, what you're doing is selling your soul to the devil, as it were, and you'll say anything and everything if it means that you'll continue to have this position of influence and power which they give to you. You're nothing more than a minion, and really, I have more respect for the prostitute on the street than I do for you. So if you want to get personal, we can do that, but I'd rather get back to the subject of Syria. Syria is about probably the best country in the Middle East for the Palestinians in terms of having any kind of rights and actually being able to own a home, getting a job, and so on and so forth. I know people in Syria, including family members through my current wife, And ultimately, they had probably a better existence in that country than just about any country you could name. Say a country like Saudi Arabia. I'd like to hear you say some honest things about Saudi Arabia, a country which has the most virulent form of anti-Islamic belief systems of Wahhabism, in which human rights are disrespected in every which way possible, in which the country that you basically serve, the empire as it were, the country that you serve, arms to the teeth with the latest in high-tech weapons. But you don't have a problem with that. Are you endorsing an invasion and a NATO bombing of Saudi Arabia to get rid of that human rights violating country? No, you're not. And do you have any respect for a country like Iran, for instance, which has not attacked another country for at least 2 centuries, and which in fact had the gall to actually oust a puppet in the name of the Shah of Iran? They had the nerve to get rid of our puppet, haven't attacked another country in over 200 years, and only were involved in one war, which was against Saddam Hussein, our attack dog. And shame on you for saying that I supported. Shame on you. No, keep your mouth shut. Shame on you for saying I supported Saddam Hussein. It's the same government you serve right now that supported Saddam Hussein, not only while he was killing and torturing his own people, but while he was gassing the Kurds and also gassing the Iranians with sarin gas and other things. And I'm sure you would have been saying the same sort of rubbish back then that you're saying now.
Okay, Lee Kaplan, go ahead.
Okay, now that he's had his diatribe. First of all, let me say that I am no fan of Saudi Arabia, and I've said this repeatedly. That's number one. Number two, let me tell you something about Ken O'Keefe. Ken O'Keefe, who was supposedly a Palestinian advocate, was accused of embezzling funds for the Free Gaza Movement flotilla. And I believe he was even arrested in England under suspicion of doing that. When some of the women in the International Solidarity Movement, who, by the way, I'm no fan of, confronted him about his stealing the money, he whipped out his penis in front of them as an insult. So this is the expert that Press TV has talking about the other side. Now, as for his other statements, for example, that Iran has never attacked anybody in 200 years, well, let me say, Iran has been a state sponsor of terrorism. They blew up the Jewish Community Center in Argentina. They have used Hezbollah to do terrorist attacks around the world and to attack Israel through in Lebanon. Hezbollah is their proxy. So you can say maybe they didn't openly attack anybody, but they certainly have been involved with attacking the rest of the world. And they're working on a nuclear program right now to threaten the rest of the world. Mr. O'Keefe, unfortunately, has been a traitor to his country, although he still is a U.S. citizen, despite his claims that he's not. And he goes around supporting the ISM, and he attacks democracies like Israel and the United States, and he supports every dictatorship and other entities out there which do not serve their people. So this is Ken O'Keefe.
Okay, fine.
Ken, you want to get personal with me? Feel free to do it, and I'll lay on it even more on you.
No, we don't want that. But Ken O'Keefe, I'm going to have you your reaction. I'm going to ask you to keep it brief, because what Lee Kaplan did was a character assassination on you. But let's keep it brief, because I have to grant you that rebuttal. But then we want to move on to the subject of Syria. Go ahead, Ken O'Keefe.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd like to see where this man thinks he can establish that I whipped out my p***s, apparently. Somebody wrote something like that on the internet. And you have the ignorance and stupidity to actually say it on international television. So I would now like to ask, since I actually don't have money, if
Greta Berlin, Greta Berlin of the ISM
for many, many years. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. You brought up Greta Berlin. I was going to give her.
No,
I was
you shut
give her
your
the respect
mouth,
of not
sir.
Saying that. But
no.
Yes, you're right. Greta Berlin did say that.
You were
Greta,
a human
Greta
shield
Berlin
for,
did say
you,
that. And shame on her for doing so. And this is
that's
a perfect
right, she
example.
Did say it.
This is a perfect example
well,
of where we, the people who are supposed
you
to
just
be really truly
it.
And okay, I'll tell you what. I did not interrupt you while you said all
you
of the things you said
it.
Both times, but you are such a disgusting individual that you're able to cite lies, and you're also
you
incapable
accused
of
me,
listening.
You
when
accused me
of speaking.
Please,
you're
Lee Kaplan.
You accused me.
Go ahead,
you accused me of being You accuse me of being in the pay of the powers that be out there. I'm in nobody's pay. I'm an independent journalist. I don't get paid by Israel. I don't get paid by the United States.
You are
I
a
make
prostitute,
money, doing
plain
research.
And simple.
I'm like,
you are nothing
you,
more. In fact, a prostitute
you
on the
want to talk about being a prostitute?
Far more
you are a human
for
shield
selling
for
selling your body than you do for selling your soul. You have no
absolutely no honor and no integrity whatsoever. I have put my life on the line many times over with no pay whatsoever, and you have the nerve to equate me with supporting dictatorships. You, as a servant of the empire, are nothing more than a prostitute intending to maintain a system of tyranny which is violating people left, right, and center all around the world. We have been in the business of supporting dictators like Saddam Hussein and so many other tin pot dictators around the world, and all the while you've been nothing more than a mouthpiece for this system of tyranny. Shame on you. Shame on all like you, all the minions, the mainstream media that have perpetuated these lies ceaselessly. And shame on Greta Berlin and others within the movement that are supposed to be helping people for spreading slanderous lies about me or anybody else. The fact is that this system is dying. And just like this agenda in Syria is not going according to plan, people like you are going to be held to account for all of the lies and the suffering that it comes directly from the lies that you have been telling for far too long. You, believe me, will pay. As this world continues to move in the right direction, and the truth be told, you will be seen as not only a prostitute, but as a servant of tyranny, plain and simple. That is all you are.
Okay, Lee Kaplan, I'm going to ask you to hold yourself, please. Let's get back to the subject.
I think this man has been delusional.
Lee Kaplan, there's been the back and forth now, two rounds of it. Let's end it. Let's come to the subject at hand, Syria. And I want to talk where Ken O'Keefe said how this is going wrong, and it's on the opposition fighters and al-Qaeda. We are seeing what's happening between them. They're supposed to work together. But here we have what? The assassination of the senior FSA commander by an al-Qaeda-affiliated group. Now, what's going to happen there? Obviously, this has gone completely wrong. They're saying the war is going to be actually focused on these two groups fighting each other out. Obviously, not something that I would think the West, the U.S., even the regional countries anticipated.
You're absolutely right about that. The problem is that the U.S. government is trying to figure out a way to support those factions of the Free Syrian Army that are not linked to al-Qaeda. See, you have, taking an objective approach to looking at the situation, you have a case where the United States, of course, wants to oppose Iran because of its nuclear program and potential threats from that. Iran, of course, is Shiite. And what the policy is to support the Sunnis against the Shiites and hopefully reduce Iranian influence, especially through Hezbollah in that part of the region. However, we have the equation of al-Qaeda being involved. And, of course, al-Qaeda is no friend to the United States or democratic nations in the West. The Kurds, on the other hand, most of the Kurds, are even good allies of the United States. However, there are some factions of the Kurds which don't get along with other factions of the Kurds, for example, which have done terrorism against the Turks. So it's a very complicated problem. My feeling is that eventually the United States government will figure out a way or will work diligently towards funding and helping the Free Syrian Army factions, which are not al-Qaeda linked, hopefully, eventually, and I can't speak for the government, but I can suggest, will hopefully support the Kurdish factions, working both with the Kurdish government in Iraq and the more moderate faction in northern Syria, and create a new Kurdish state in Syria.
Okay,
and hopefully, for the benefit of the peaceful world, They will eventually get rid of Saddam Hussein. And let me tell you something, Saddam Hussein is not a great champion of democracy and human rights. And Ken O'Keefe to even suggest such a thing shows that he's delusional. And when he talks about minions and power brokers and all this nonsense, he hasn't got a clue as to what he's talking about.
Yeah, this is Ken O'Keefe.
Okay, Ken, do you have me? Ken O'Keefe, do you have me?
Yes. Getting back to Syria.
Yes,
yes,
exactly.
I hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, I got you.
Getting back to Syria, what this man is a complete idiot, and it's all there is to it. The al-Qaeda is nothing more than a creation of the CIA. We all know this. This isn't even debatable in intelligence circles.
Ah.
Al-Qaeda has been the greatest gift to this tyrannical agenda of the empire for over 12 years now. It was the gift that we could blame 9/11
Delusional.
On. 9/11 was clearly an inside job. Mossad was involved. And also the corrupt, treasonous leaders within the United States military, stand down orders and whatnot. We all know the truth about 9/11, the classic false flag operation used to blame al-Qaeda, a creation of the CIA, and instigate wars
of continuing rape and plunder now of Afghanistan and Iraq. We've now plundered those two countries to the tune of 1 to 2 million dead Iraqis, hundreds of thousands, or excuse me, millions of orphans and refugees, totally destroyed the countries of Afghanistan and Iraq. And now we're continuing this Al-Qaeda game, which we now know, Al-Qaeda, what is Al-Qaeda? How many times have they attacked Israel? That would be a big zero. Why? Because the CIA effectively controls the idiots who claim to be fighting for Al-Qaeda. And
it's
also,
not true.
We now have
Al-Qaeda
aligned directly with the United States Empire. There's not even a debate about this now. Israel has attacked Syria. Al-Qaeda is attacking Syria. Al-Nusra Front is attacking Syria. And the U.S., if it had its way, would be attacking Syria. Because you know why? Because they're all on the same side. Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra Front, Israel, and the United States, and Britain, all of them are combined. They're one and the same. They each play one certain role, but they all fight for the same agenda. And this prostitute, Kaplan, is nothing more than a mouthpiece for this agenda. And those of us who can see and actually think and have any kind of honor and integrity actually can see this game for what it is. It's only these minions that continue to spout this rubbish, and it won't be much longer before these people are thrown into the rubbish bin of history, because they're nothing more than bile pours from their mouth.
Lee Kaplan, the U.S. is stuck,
I think, Ken O'Keefe needs to take his meds.
Well, Lee Kaplan,
I think Ken O'Keefe needs to take his meds.
Let's stop with the character attacks, Lee Kaplan, because I'd like to get, obviously, as an investigative journalist.
Well,
I've just been
attacked myself. The nonsense here that 9/11 was done by the Mossad and the Israelis and all this stuff. This is the worst form of propaganda that you can put out there. This man isn't a geopolitical analyst. He is a ISM activist who runs around. He's got a teardrop tattooed under his eye, which is representative of having killed somebody or serving time in prison. He is not anybody who Press TV should be promoting as an expert on the situation in Syria or anywhere in the Middle East.
We don't promote looks on Press TV,
Lee
Kaplan.
Your intention is
thoughts,
to put out conspiracy theories.
And this debate is about Syria, and I'd like to ask you, the U.S. is stuck, isn't it? So is the U.K. Let's look at the reversal that they have had in terms of arming the insurgents. I don't know if that's for public consumption or not, but at this point, they need to make a decision. And I'm guessing
The United States has not been arming the al-Nusra Front, and the United States has been trying to avoid to arm the al-Nusra Front. And to suggest that they arm them simply because they are also fighting for their own agenda against Saddam Hussein, to suggest that they're allies of the United States, is ridiculous. And al-Qaeda did the attack on 9/11 in the United States. So don't blame it on the Jews. It's a lie, and it's nonsense. And nobody takes you seriously unless it's a propagandist in that part of the world.
Okay, very well. Ken O'Keefe, you have 30 seconds in closing.
Well, thankfully, this kind of rubbish won't last much longer. We all know, those of us who've got our eyes open, that Building 7 is a smoking gun. Those buildings did not come from 19 19 hijackers. Mohammed Atta being supposedly the lead hijacker, who was snorting cocaine, going out with a stripper in Florida and drinking alcohol before he went on a jihad. What a joker you are. What an absolute joker. I feel sorry for you, in all honesty. I really do. You initiated attacks on me personally, but at the end of the day, that ain't going to make any difference
okay,
at all.
Sorry,
those
Ken
of
O'Keefe.
Us who stood on the side of real truth
of time,
and justice are going to be rewarded by a better world, and
talking
that's what
to
comes down
us
to.
From London. Thank you, Ken O'Keefe. I'm sorry I had to jump in. I'd also like to thank Lee Kaplan,
right,
investigative journalist who spoke to us from Berkeley. And thank you for watching another edition of The Debate. Any questions or comments, newsroompstv.ir is our email address. From Mikhail Tahwai and the entire team in the capital, Tehran, it's goodbye.